I was upset about that.
I feel sorry for anybody that actually had to watch that week for week.
I know. That was just, I would, like, that's, like, I understand them completely for storming in Funimation and, like, breaking the windows down.
Oh, no, that was Kyoto Animation.
Yeah. Kyoto, my bad. Yeah.
Yeah, they were flying all the way to America. Just.
I paid $6,000 for this flight ticket just so I could come up to these front doors and give these guys the finger. Everybody, welcome to Anime on Top. This is our anime podcast. I am Takun. I am here with Wakashi.
Yeah.
I'm here with Spanky.
Hello.
And I'm here with Hefe.
Zah!
Awesome.
Arriba!
And this is our first
our pilot episode.
Yeah, our pilot episode. So we've just been sitting here talking about
the sucky opening.
Oh yeah.
Don't be lady.
But yeah, now we're just gonna
That's true.
So what's how's it been with you guys so far in this season of anime?
Yeah, one of the top shows for the audience to know. Like, I'm really favoring Black Rock Shooter right now.
Audience, yeah.
Yeah. Before people watching this, so
us watching it, what do you remember that joke? Yeah. Be an inside joke for eternity.
Right now I'm into Black Rock Shooter and Nisa Monogatari. Those are like my top ones. I'm trying to watch pretty much everything right now. And I'm not really doing the best of jobs because I'm really behind on some of them.
Hey, that Black Rock Shooter, how many episodes is it?
Eight.
So far?
No, that's how many, the entire series.
Yeah, it's
so
almost
far,
half.
It's at, three right now.
Alright, cool. You never did bring it over the other day, Joseph.
I never had the freaking time to download it. You guys wanted to watch,
Madoka. The thing, I didn't want to just make him watch, episode 3. That show is confusing enough. After watching the OVA and just to throw someone in episode 3,
it's confusing for those who are even in the loop.
Yeah, like throwing him into freaking End of Evangelion before he finished the series.
Dude, he watched that entire movie with me.
Just scarred him for life. Yeah.
You're talking about what's the name of that?
Evangelion, the giant robot.
Yeah,
that movie I watched with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 1 minute. Yeah, like the best. Like the first half of that movie is like the best thing, and then the second half is like, what the flip is this?
Well, like watching that movie, like I really dislike Shinji now. Like I don't like
him. Yeah. It's like that first scene.
He was all freaking surprised when you saw the corpse of
I was like, really? You're surprised?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you remember the first scene made me hate him? You remember the first scene of the movie?
He was trying to wake Asuka up. Or I was like, oh, fan service.
And did you notice what it implied, though?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna burst your bubble so you can hate him more. Okay, basically, hey, Spank, do you know what I'm talking about?
The what?
Spank? Okay, basically, he saw Asuka. Okay, yeah. Kids, warning. Go away if you're under 18. Alright, anyway. So basically, he sees Asuka, you know, he pulls over the, you know, sheet, and he's like, oh, snap. Boobies. Mm-hmm. And if you have your surround sound up, you basically hear a weird noise of flapping. And then you see him looking at his hand. And do you remember the part when he looked at his hand and it has a white mystery liquid on it? Yeah, that wasn't milk. If you he wasn't squeezing her, squeezing him. So, yeah. So. That's basically what that.
I obviously meant something for a second.
Yeah. So if you want to hate him more, there is one thing right there.
Oh, good lord.
The very first scene.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, you missed it.
I heard the. I didn't know what character we were talking about.
Shinji.
The
end of Ava movie, not the new ones.
I saw it. I don't remember it all though.
Okay, that's
a while ago.
Joseph, what's the name of that? What's the name of the anime you just talking about? The 8 episode.
Backrock Shooter.
Yeah. What's a good website? What have you been looking from?
Download it.
Yeah, or what?
Anime Senshi. Just go to that.
But yeah, speaking of pirating anime, recently, well, this is not very recent, but it was like a couple of weeks ago, the government, aka Killjoy, Nick Meister, got rid of Mega Upload.
Yes.
And they got rid of...
That was a shot to my heart.
Yeah, they got rid of FileServe, and they neutered Rapid Fire, I think, or Media Fire. It's Rapid Share.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just, they're really attacking.
Yeah, dude, it's like, I went to download something off Rapid Share, and it's like, wait half an hour. Like, I didn't even download anything in the first place. Yeah. Like, I went there, like, completely fresh, and it's like, hit download, and it was like, wait 30 minutes. I was like, really?
Yeah, part of the reason, I don't know the full story, but part of the reason why they got caught, finally... For the anime thing was they were uploading like episodes of Fruits Basket, or they had been for a while, so yeah, they got that crap off.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like if you did this like with Funimation, like they would take this so seriously and like call in the because Funimation just hates America.
Very mean when it comes to taking things down.
No, like, go on YouTube, and, like, any YouTube video by Funimation, it's like, this is blocked in your country because we don't like it.
Well, because, yeah, Funimation's an American.
Yeah, I know. I know, but it's so bad. It's just like, okay, why are you on my YouTube search then?
I don't watch anything from them, though. I just go on their website.
Yeah, you could do that. But it's just like, they don't want Americans watching their YouTube videos.
I don't know if you're going, what site you're going to.
No, it's not like all their stuff, but like a good amount of their stuff I tried to watch.
It's weird. Are you sure your like computer settings aren't?
No, it's not the computer settings. It's like they blocked it in the country.
Okay, it's weird. I don't understand that. You sure it's Funimation or YouTube?
Yeah, it was Funimation most definitely. I'm not saying they did it for all the stuff. I'm just saying it happened. Like, I don't really watch... Like, for one thing, I don't like watching anime on YouTube, for one thing, because I hate watching it in parts. But, like, if you're a company like that does it for the full video, yeah, I'll watch that. But when I went to watch it, it was actually just, you know, not available for this country.
Maybe.
That's the real question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
What show was it?
I don't know. This is like, it's probably like 6 months ago, but
Sugano Sora.
Oh yeah, bro. I have that show bookmarked.
Like, bookmarked on my Pixiv account. But, yeah, I don't think anyone is gonna license to that. Really.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they just wanna, like... I mean, it's the reason why they passed those... That animating law in Japan?
Oh, yeah, well, it was... Yeah, they were trying to pass that bill. I think it did get... Well, it did get passed.
Yeah, they were like, as soon as that show came out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know, it was hilarious. I'm like, as that stuff was going on, and they decide to release that show.
Well, like, it's like, they wanted, I guess they were trying to see how far they could go with the anime. Like, once it came out, they were like, okay, wait a second, this can't be, this is like on TV networks, and this is just a little too intense, so.
Yeah.
They just had to, like, I don't know, they're like, this want you to, this want them to tone it down, I guess, because that show was, pretty special.
It was very creepy.
Like, not in the scary sense, like,
creepy. I said creepy, yeah, like, what the, like, it's like one of those shows, like you said, like check your behind your shoulder every 5 minutes. Like, what? Lock the doors.
Hide your kids, hide your wives.
Yeah. Hide your conscience. Okay, 1 minute. There's another person. Let me see if they want to play. What? Oh, so anyway, Hello? Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to be called by your real name or your nickname, like everybody else?
Oh, I don't care.
All right.
Do we have a foursome going on?
We have four people now.
Oh my god! Only girl. I should feel dirty. You guys aren't gonna try anything, are you?
Well, three guys, one girl. You can. You know, that equals harassment.
I'm a gentleman, so I'm out of that. I, as Tay would say, I have the internet.
Well, Tay doesn't like 3D women, so.
I know, let's just go to Jobu or something.
He's weird.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Tay was a foreign exchange student from Thailand that I took in. And, yeah, he was cool, but like, It would be great. Like, if you, like, sat in my house, it would be dead quiet. And then he'll be on his laptop. And then out of nowhere, he'll just bust out laughing. Like, like you just,
this
like...
sounds like me at my house.
Like, you turn your head so fast, like, your neck just cracks. Like, what's going on?
Okay, speaking of Tay, I
was there at your house when that happened.
Okay, I'm gonna rant real quick just for the podcast. Okay, so last year when you guys graduated, went to Kings Island. Oh no, not Kings Island. Freaking Cedar Point. Yeah, Cedar Point. And there was a ride called the Mantis, right? And it was like three people per row. So there was one person. No, it was four people, right? Yeah, it was four people per row. And there was like two people on one row that you and Tay were walking towards. Yeah. And then there was another road right next to you guys I was walking towards that had three people. But there happened to be, like, these three hot chicks, like, right there. I was like, oh, lucky me. Right. So I wasn't going to do anything, but I was like, lucky me. And then as I'm walking towards the row, Tay walks right in front of me. And he's like, oh, it's like, I'm scared. I don't want to. We got to sit together. I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? Like, in my head. Like, are you serious? Like, and I'm not even gonna say the rest of the story what I said.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty funny.
That stays Cedar Point, but yeah, that was a very funny moment, and I was like, after that, I just wasn't as mad about it later on. That was kind of funny if I had that. If I made a manga, like a shot, I would have put that in there.
Yeah, he told me that in Thailand they don't really have roller coasters. They just have the giant, like, Viking ship swinging.
I hate those, and I love roller coasters. Like, I don't like them, so. Those make me go, I get sick on those. easy.
Really?
Just swinging up and down. Like, at least a roller coaster is a destination.
Don't you just love roller coasters? Like, no pregnant people allow on the roller coaster. Like,
or
like,
your baby will pop out on the.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
But anyway, like, back to actual anime stuff. I think we should all say what our favorite show or shows are. Like,
it's like a background check, real quick.
Yeah. So, me speaking Takun, my favorite is FLCL. The reason is because it's the only anime ever to make me cry. I saw this when I was, like, 7, so don't blame me.
Bully Cooley made you cry?
I was a child when I saw it.
You made him cry.
What moment made you cry?
He was traumatized.
Like, cry laughing or cry, like, no,
he was
I'm
traumatized.
Really upset.
Like,
he was traumatized. He's like, what does this even mean?
No, the first episode, the first episode I saw was the last episode, and I completely understood. Like, I, for some reason, I could follow every single thing that was happening.
But, like, you knew the symbolism.
And yeah,
I couldn't follow anything from watching it from 1 to 6.
You knew it was a story about growing up, basically.
Yeah, and it was like 4 in the morning, so I was out of my mind.
All you needed was some Guinness and
chocolate milk.
Because everything tastes better with chocolate milk.
That's what I'm having right now. The drink of champions. It's got Oreo bits in it, though. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, like once you win the NASCAR championships, you pop open the chocolate milk.
Yep. Drink better. Get the milk. See, now someone needs to do that because I'm like, I thought of that idea first. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, then you sue them for like $1,000.
Yep. That was my idea. You can't do that.
I would just love to see your lawyer. This woman's chocolate milk idea.
Got stolen. I don't think the news find that worthy.
Wait, I'll be back. I gotta get my laptop charger.
Okay. So what else is going on? Oh yeah, I don't know if you guys know, licensing news, Funimation has licensed, Fate Stay Night, the movie, or whatever. Yeah. Which, I know probably people are wondering why didn't they license the TV series so that they can actually pay for it less, you know, under $500. And they also licensed, Level E. It's pretty cool. It's based off the gag manga by, what's his face? Oh, crap. The dude who made the Hakusho, but, I don't remember his name at the minute.
I don't think anyone ever remembers Yu Hakusho.
What?
I'm not dissing it. I recently just got back into it because I bought, the first box set and I was watching and I'm like, why have I been missing this my whole life?
Alright, I'm back. What are we talking about?
Yu Hakusho.
Oh, okay. Shonen series.
Child.
Show. Oh my god, don't you guys miss Toonami?
Yes!
Does anybody watch Toonami Aftermath when it's Toonami 24/7?
Really? What?
Apparently not. There is a website called Toonami Aftermath, and it's Toonami literally 24/7. They play Dragon Ball Z, Yu Hakusho, Tenshi Muyo, Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball Z Abridged. They play all this stuff and they have specials when it's holidays and all that stuff.
I saw the commercial for it, but I didn't know they actually got it running.
Wait, what?
It's amazing.
Do they use like the good old fashioned Tom when he's like on the show?
Yes, it is.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yes, they have Tom.
Spike Spiegel's voice, yeah.
I am gonna look up that website right now.
No, I freaking.
It's a live streaming 24/7.
I freaking hated the new one, where, like, they gave Tom a face.
Yeah.
And, like, he's on a planet. Yeah, that was, like, I wanted to punch my TV.
Yeah, it was like introducing Jar Jar Binks to Star Wars. It's garbage.
Somebody else want to say their favorite anime? I mean, that did, and then it got quiet because you left.
Because you're...
Out of the four I like watching, I don't really have a favorite out of the four. But anyway, I watch Bleach, Naruto, One Piece, and Fairy Tail.
So who would win in a fight?
Wait, who are you coming up against?
Ichigo, Naruto, Luffy, or Natsu?
Luffy.
I'm
One Piece.
Luffy, even though I'm a big Naruto.
This is the thing, and me and my brother make a web series based on solely that fact, is having combatants from One Piece, Bleach, and Naruto actually fight one another, and we had to equal out playing fields because, quite honestly...
Okay, because I was going to say, you could just throw Luffy in the water.
He's out.
It's like, just tie a brick around
Luffy
his
neck. Luffy can't be out. Luffy's amazing.
Just get a squirt gun and he'll just freak out at you.
wait. He could use that new ability to freaking knock him out. That new ability that he learned over the 2 years of training to just knock him out.
Yeah.
No, but what,
Luffy would just kill everyone.
Yeah.
Except for Dragon Ball Z people, because you can't mix them in, because Dragon Ball Z people are like Superman.
They're
like invincible. Yeah, they can't even be put up on an equal playing field because there's nowhere to equilibrium.
Goku would just use instant teleportation command.
Right? And that's very different than Flash Step. So it's very...
Well, I don't know. I think Naruto would put up a really good fight, though.
Now he would, yeah.
Yeah, like, currently? Yeah, he's really good right now.
Are you caught up to Bleach at all?
Yes.
And you're talking about Flash Step.
Yeah. No, I'm comparing Flash Step to instant transmutation in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the Flash Step can't compare to it because instant is literally instant. He doesn't even move. With Flash Step, they're actually moving.
Yeah.
So it's really different, and the instant could happen. So they could be starting to flash up, and he could appear right in their face. Like, you're not going nowhere.
He's like, oh, you're going to come here.
And he'd go, bam! Hamehameha! And it'd be over.
What about Goku and Naruto using the...
Goku would win.
What about Naruto using the... that teleportation technique. Yeah. That is dad used.
Oh.
Well.
Because he knows that now.
That's true.
I don't know. Once Goku breaks out.
Just on that, like, the ability to appear places really fast, then that'd be pretty evenly matched. But if we're talking about actual power wise, Goku would still win because.
Yeah, his training is way more intense. Like.
And Goku is Superman, pretty much, of the anime world.
There's a graphic novel of Superman versus Goku, and Goku won after turning Super Saiyan and using Kamehameha.
Just Super Saiyan? Or Super Saiyan, like, 5?
I don't know, Super Saiyan.
That's messed up, because Superman can't die. Goku can die. Superman can't die.
Superman can die. He's,
Have you seen Batman versus Superman?
No.
Yeah, Batman always carries kryptonite with him.
Actually a movie. They actually made a movie called The Death of Superman.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but, yeah, heard of it.
And what's up with that? Superman gets a freaking awesome grave.
Why can't you just slice his head off?
There's, like, somebody talking to you.
Krillin could kill him. You just, like, scare, like, Batman just be like, hey, oh, look, kryptonite. It was scared, right? And he's like, oh, kryptonite. And then Krillin just destructive disc his butt.
Krillin is useless.
Yeah, I know. I love how Cell just, like,
No.
Like, he could have killed Frieza, though. He could have killed Frieza.
He could have, but Krillin's a bitch.
Who gave Krillin the power to do the frickin' thing? Like, that was Goku. He couldn't do it because his entire body was broken. And Krillin's body was fine. I wonder why. Maybe because he was hiding somewhere.
Yeah, a little pussy. I hate Krillin.
What are we talking about when he fought, what?
Frieza.
No,
what happened was that Krillin realized he wasn't the main character of the show, so he didn't.
That's true, too.
Oh no, I'm only a support character. I must vacate this place.
And then Goku wouldn't have turned into the legendary Super Saiyan and he would have killed Frieza at that moment, so.
Yeah, there was a lot of stupidity in that series, that saga.
Like, oh yeah, I've told you this before, but the difference between the dubbed version and the sub version is hilarious, right? Goku's personality is it's weird how the Japanese take pure apart. You know?
No, like, Goku sounds hilarious in Japanese. I'm sorry, cannot take him seriously.
No, but not just that. Okay, like you know when Goku fought Vegeta. When Vegeta was on the ground and you know about to die, sort of, you know, Krillin's about to kill him with the Yajirobe sword.
Mm-hmm.
And then Goku says, "Wait, don't kill him." Okay, so you know in the English version he says, "Everyone deserves a chance." So, like, look at Piccolo, we gave him a chance, and now he's on our side. But let him, you know, everyone deserves a chance. In the Japanese version, he says, "Krillin, let him live because I want to kill him myself when I recover." That's the Japanese Goku.
You must be on equal terms with the samurai.
And then, when he kills Frieza in the English version, he's like, "You fool!" But then in the Japanese version, he says, "You stupid bastard!"
Well, like, I don't know. We, it's like DBZ in Japan. It has a higher rating. Like, not rating, but like...
tolerance?
No, it's like for here, it'd be like PG, but like in Japan, it would probably be like TV-14. So like, I'm sure they would have to... Yeah.
Well, for a while, I don't know if you guys watch it, but for a while, Inuyasha was actually rated TV-MA. Here.
Why?
I know, right? Why?
It's furries, man. It's just not much.
In America, it threw me off because I was watching it. And I'm like, yeah, Inuyasha. And then looked at it, I'm like, why the fuck is there a TVMA up there? I was just baffled because there's nothing MA about that, except for like an early episode where this chick is topless 24/7. So.
Oh.
Are there tentacle demons? Because there's a lot of...
Yes, there are tentacle demons.
Okay. They're making a comeback.
I seen about 10 episodes of the original series, and then they were like in random spots in the series. Like I didn't watch it chronologically. But then I saw Hulu have that final act series they had.
Did you watch that before you finished the actual...
Yeah, and I understood everything. Shame. Because they had so many flashbacks. So.
Well, I mean, they do that too. But I mean, spoiler for anyone who wanted to see it, even though it's not technically a spoiler. The ending of Inuyasha isn't even... I showed it at the Anime Club in IETY, and I got so pissed. Like, even watching it then, I got pissed again. Is pretty much they end you with this... this so annoying idea of, what does Kagome say? Kagome, okay, throughout the whole last episode, Kagome's shoes kept, like, falling off and getting ruined and stuff like that. Gotcha. And so her last words for the entire world is, "We'll put on new shoes and we'll keep on walking." Kagome! I hate you so much. And so they end the series with them, of course, giving you the traditional thank you that a lot of Japanese shows have. Like, "Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for staying tuned with Inuyasha. Keep in tune with us through manga and through the movies." Never hinted that there would be more anime. So I was livid when I first saw it. And then, like, I literally started throwing my Inuyasha stuff around. I was like, "Waste of my life!" I was so mad. And
I'm sure if you just put your shoes on,
it'll
be fine.
I'll be right back.
Just put your shoes on, keep walking.
just put on new shoes, keep going. Discover new animes. And then I saw a final act, and it ends a little, like, I'm satisfied with that ending, but the one before just, because nothing got resolved, and I was so pissed.
Oh, God. So, Tyler Pike, you're in the Bahamas right now? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Hawaii. Cool. Oh, Hawaii.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like 30 degrees here.
Aloha. That's the only word I know. Oh, no, wait. I know some Lilo and Stitch words.
Actually, that's two words. Hello and goodbye.
I know.
So those are the only two words, you know.
I forgot the Lilo and Stitch words. Never mind.
Oh, I also cried to that when I first saw it.
For Lilo and Stitch?
Yes, I saw that in theaters when it first came out. Can you believe that? And I cried to it.
I didn't cry. It's just one of those movies that will give you chills.
Chills? Yeah. Okay.
Have any of you seen The Secret World of Arrietty yet?
Yes, I took some...
Theater, the ink stub, or...
Ah, poor Joseph.
I took some members of my anime club to see it. And
oh my god, we're gonna do that this Friday! Yay!
It was full of freaking five-year-olds, and they were...
Yes, that's what it was like for Ponyo. We went to go see it. Oh my god.
Oh, you're talking about the Arrietty.
Yeah, yeah. You should have been there. There was this girl who was like shushing with like all her might, like.
Oh, yeah, some kid in the on the right corner. She like, if I were a borrower, .. Like I would be awesome. If I were a borrower, I would never get caught.
I love that.
Like, okay, I'm, oh, but you guys, you were really a borrower, you'd be good.
Like 10 minutes in.
Step on day one. Your diary. I'm in the stomach of the kid.
That crow was just... Alright, sorry. I'm not going to spoil anything.
he had nothing better to do.
I was surprised. I'm surprised and pleased with how Studio Ghibli is handling Miyazaki's newer films because they're all kid-oriented.
Yeah.
And they're bringing in a bunch of, like, Disney stars, like, from Disney Channel. So, like, I went and looked it up, and, I don't know if you guys watch Disney Channel. I do, because I have to know what kids are talking about. So, the guy from Wizards of Waverly Place, the older brother, is his name Sean in the English dub?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, that was, that was
no,
so messed
no longer
up.
On.
What?
What? Talking about Wizard Waverly Place, that show?
It still comes on, it's just reruns.
Oh.
It was reruns.
It's not continuing.
Yeah, but no new ones. And then Good Luck Charlie, the older sister, she's Arrietty.
Yeah, I was really mad at that Americanization. Like, when I first heard, I heard, like, Sean! And I was like, what?
So it is Sean? Oh. But then again, it's better than the alternative where if they got the Japanese names wrong. I hated that in old anime where they would pronounce it so wrong. Because, like, in Tokyo, she says his name is Sasuke, first off, not Sosuke.
Yeah.
That's how I say it. I like to call him Sasuke.
Sasuke!
Yeah, but she just said it so weird. I'm like, ah.
It's Naruto!
But, yes, Naruto.
Okay, awesome story. I have an awesome story. Have you guys ever played Naruto Rise of a Ninja for the Xbox 360?
Oh, yeah, I have it.
Okay, Aruka Sensei, he says, I want you to go find Sasuke, your teammates. Go find your teammates, Sasuke and Sakura.
Yeah. Don't forget that, though.
It's oh my fun. God. I was like, you of all people. Like, it was the actual voice actor, too, which made me, like, twice as mad.
He probably just forgot how to say it. It's just another job.
If I was his boss, I would have just like, you're getting a pay cut.
How am I getting paid? How much am I getting paid for this?
Zero today. Goodbye.
What was my accuracy then? I don't know if you guys care, but I was surprised at least. Sentai Filmworks has licensed the second season of K-On! Instead of Bandai. Because Bandai sucks and they can no longer license new show.
I was like, whoa, I kind of like Bang Dai, what they've done, but I don't know.
I don't like what they did with the release for Kaon.
Okay.
They released it in volumes. I don't buy volumes, really. Oh. It's okay, well, I'll make an exception, Madoka, but that's because Aniplex...
Yeah, I was like, you have like a 4-episode thing right now?
They're not gonna... Madoka, I mean, Aniplex doesn't... Like, their model for selling things is different.
Wait, did you get one of those early things of Madoka Magical Girl things? Yeah. I've never seen it, so I don't know. My friend got it, and she, like, flipped shit. She's like, oh my god, I'm so happy. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Congratulations! You seem excited.
I hate you so much right now.
I don't remember what side it is. But, like, they're selling it, like, the special edition first 4 episodes for $75. I'm like,
extras.
No, I'm not going to spend that much.
CD.
So, Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
Comes with a CD and a folded up poster that I'm not going to ever frame because it's folded and there's creases in it.
Oh. I hate it when that happens. Like, there's creases. I have one of those for, I don't know if you guys know this anime, but for Sayuki, I got a folded up poster and I was like so excited. I'm like, yay! And then I pulled it out and now I have to work the creases out of it. Same with Shuffle. I have one of those. I hate those.
I see Shuffle.
Shuffle is amazing.
It was okay for me. I respect it for, making me not know who he was going to pick at the end.
Yes!
I did not expect
me guessing, too. I didn't expect her either. And then I just love when the redhead chick, see, I'm keeping it vague, not redhead either, the orange-haired chick, she, like, flips shit, and she suddenly is, like, the serial killer psycho.
She just became Reyna, yeah.
Yes! Reyna. She's like, give Reyna, him back! Whoosh. Oh my god!
Yeah, and then, like, the part where, never mind. There's a part, here's the part when she get real desperate, you know, and, the main character guy was like, oh, no, you're not getting in this bed, right out.
Hi.
It was just like, oh, so.
Wait, speaking of Reyna, Marlon, did you see the, Higurashi OVA?
I still need to get around to that.
Okay. It's actually not bad. One of the reasons why I liked it is because it's the last one.
Okay, was it relevant to the original series or no?
Actually, no. But, like, it's not like they're doing stupid stuff like, oh my god. Like... No, because, like, Rika's not putting her butt up against the window.
They're not having Rolly's wipe their butts on, like, the windows.
Yeah. They're not doing that. It's just, like, I don't know. It's kind of like a, how you would define, like, a lost episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Have you guys watched Higurashi?
I've seen the first 4 episodes. Or not, like, I've seen a couple, like, I've seen until, like, the first plot ended, where he's, like, scratching out his throat in the phone booth, and then the next episode. And then I'm like, why did this just restart?
Well, you find out, and the second season explains everything. And
yeah, it really does.
It makes perfect sense by the second season.
It's not like Haruhi where it just does it to annoy
stupid.
You.
Stupid. Yay, after 2 years, the second season's coming out. Yay, more Haruhi. Screw you, same episode for 8 weeks.
I know.
What?
I was upset about that.
I feel sorry for anybody that actually had to watch that week for week.
I know. That was just, I would, like, that's, like, I understand them completely for storming in Funimation and, like, breaking the windows down.
Oh, no, that was Kyoto Animation.
Yeah. Kyoto, my bad. Yeah.
Yeah, they're flying all the way to America. Just.
I paid $6,000 for this flight ticket just so I could come up to these front doors and give these guys the finger.
Yeah. It's like, you don't mess with Texas.
Has anybody ever seen Ghost Stories?
Actually, yes.
The English dub?
I heard it's hilarious.
It's the English is, the Japanese not so much.
Wait, what?
The English is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, someone mentioned it at Crossroads. Yeah,
we've watched the first 7 at IBY's Anime Club, and it's so funny.
Okay, this is probably the dumbest question, but do you have to be at IUPY to go there? Because I'm like Ivy Tech right now.
And I know, we're in the same art class.
Yeah. Okay.
I know where you go.
Okay. I don't know why I got confused with somebody else. Okay.
I mean, you don't. Have to be, because since I'm out there, but the thing is I'm there with someone.
Okay.
I have to be escorted by someone, just because like I don't go there. I'm not a student. They don't want me to get in trouble. Okay. But I mean, me personally, I don't care if you show up. I love it when people show up. You can ask all the people who come every month or every week. I'm like, yay, more people! I flip out and I'm like, what's your name? What are you like? Yay! But as far as the actual president and the vice president go, I don't think they care either. But even if they did, I'm sure I could talk them out of it because I'm awesome. And I pretty much run this bitch. So, awesome.
I would go to Ellen's Anime Club if my schedule didn't screw me over.
Yeah,
you can't go to Ellen's. You're not in high school.
So?
I'm the president of it, so I can.
People, you hear, once you graduate, you can't enter. You can only enter as a guest.
It's after school, though.
Well, it's after school, so they can just arrest them.
Deliver fine.
I don't know what you want to be called. You went to LN, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's right, because like Jasmine knew you.
Yeah,
I knew you, and I'm like, because she knew you from McKenzie, but I didn't know if you went to LC or LN.
And I just showed up at your party, like, hey, you're like, oh, who the heck are you?
Yes, kid. No, you were fine. I knew who you were. Just so many other people. But, LC's Anime Club, without my awesomeness being there, I shed a tear for my legacy that I built for 3 years to get this club to be equal to student council, has crashed and burned.
Aww.
And I wanted to be able to like to go back and to help them and all that stuff, but I couldn't, and now it's dead. And I'm heartbroken because I worked on that for 3 years.
Is it true you have to pay for per meeting to get in?
No, that's not true at all. You just have to pay $10 for the whole year, and that helps pay for snacks, which we have every meeting in private that we get and stuff like that. No, you don't have to pay.
That club sounded a lot more stable than ours did, because ours was just like off, like out of the seat of your pants, like random.
I hated that. Like, that's how ours was my sophomore year, and that's when I first joined it. I'm like, I don't like how this is run. So junior year, I got into leader position, and then my senior year, I was president, and we met every 2 weeks, and we made a mascot, and we made t-shirts, and all this fun stuff, and then I leave, and it all goes kaput.
Oh, that sucks.
That's the game.
Yeah, like, I made the first ever ad for it, and I made, I made our own website that they never want to go on. And they always
go there sometimes, and I remember.
They always like scum to me, like, why didn't you tell me we were meeting last week? I was like, oh my god, you did not go on the website, did you?
Right, yes, we have 3 Facebooks and an email list, and still people would be confused and da da da. And then when I left, I would like continue to post on the Facebook pages about stuff that was happening, like Anime Crossroads or an anime day or something fun that was happening. And the president, who I picked because I thought she would do a good job, but I was wrong. Which makes me look bad. I don't know if it really does, but it makes me look bad. Because I trusted her and I told them they could count on her, and she completely failed.
Well,
but
it wasn't an anonymous vote, right? Like,
you could just say, it was just,
oh, I voted for that one.
Well, no, because, like, other people wanted to do it, but with me leaving, I already knew that no one was good enough to do it, because everyone's lazy, no one plans, da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk to you.
Yeah, otaku. Please don't think of the future. I'm the one that does. I'm otaku mommy. Shogun status otaku mommy. That's what they call me.
Big mama! But, sorry.
Yep. And, and like I was posting on stuff, and then she told me to stop, but she hadn't like posted nothing, and then I snapped at her saying, like, you're not doing your job. If you were a real good president, you would be encouraging people to go do what I'm posting about. So don't tell me to knock off the da-da. I posted, and I yelled at her, and then we got a fight, and it was on like Donkey Kong, and I won because she's a failure. And then I did get the highest one. And I just posted on them recently that this is my last post. I'm deleting myself from the pages. I don't know if that will delete the pages themselves. If it does, you all are shit out of luck. If it doesn't, good luck to you, because I'm done.
S-O-L.
Shit out of luck. I'm done trying to fix that thing. I got IUPUI as anime club to worry about now.
Yeah, like in my club, they really don't like to pay attention. They just like to go and... They just love to go on DeviantArt and look at yaoi. I'm just like, okay, guys, hello.
We have a lot of girls.
Yeah, we have a lot of loud fangirls in mine.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, when I had my party, I was like, Pakun here misunderstood me when I said I was going to have a party.
I was like, everybody in the club, come over. I was like, everyone is welcome.
Like, no, the devil is a liar. Yeah. Because basically what happened was there was a scheduled party for Halloween, but then something happened. It didn't go through.
Yeah, like
so I told them, my timing was kind of, you know, it made it sound like it was a makeup for the party, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was sitting in the classroom during the club, and he stands up. He's like, "Oh yeah," it points to me. He's like, "Marlon's having this party, you know, next week, and you're all invited." And like 5 seconds later, I looked at him like, "What?" He's saying, and I stand up. I'm like, "Yeah, guys, I'm sorry, but if you're not even on my Facebook, you're not invited."
I know.
I just had to land it as soon as I could.
So I made such this derp face. I was like,
I just wanted to end it there before it got worse. Later on, you know, I didn't want the pimple to grow.
You were right to do that because I combined my graduation party with anime club's end of the year party. Don't get me wrong, nothing bad happened. Not a lot of people showed up, but it could have ended. Just because I had like all my family there, and they already don't understand anime, so
oh my god,
bringing in a bunch of otaku weeaboos was not the best idea. Do you want to know a good way to keep your girls' attention?
Shiny objects.
No, that's one way. But a good way to keep their attention. One. Shut down all the computers. Don't let them get on the computers.
Yeah, that's...
Because that causes distraction anyway. Another way is... Do they have clicks?
Clicks? I don't know. It's like, they're all pretty much one big group. Like, there's no exclusion.
Well, there's like the freshmen and that screen, and then everybody.
Yeah, it's just the freshmen who are the screamers. Everyone else is like... Oh my god. And like.
Dude, I'm not trying to brag, but it seems like whenever I brought anime over, it seemed like the majority. Well, people were left, so that might be part of it. People were already leaving. But then the people who stayed actually paid attention.
Most of
the time. Like, we were watching Rurouni Kenshin, the LVA. People were like, oh snap. And then we watched Nadesco. People were laughing and actually. Like, I had never heard so much, like, attentive laughter towards the anime we were watching.
Yeah, like, you, like, with me, with them, you had to keep them entertained, it is the thing.
Yeah, it has to be something entertaining. When Halo tried to show everyone Pandora Hearts at one time.
Oh my god, that was so bad.
I never watched it.
No, not the show, it's just like, it was like really bad.
That people's attention.
How long are your meetings?
we try to make them 2 hours, but on Thursdays we have it Thursday, Wednesday. On Thursdays we have it an hour and a half, and on Wednesdays it's 2 hours.
So do you do it like this is like each week it's Thursday and Wednesday, or?
No, 1 week it's Thursday, the next it'll be on Wednesday. And like,
oh, okay, so it alternates, yeah. But you have it every week?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the big thing, is like you said, Stu, you have to keep their attention. What I used to do, and what I still continue to do with IEP-wise, is you start off the meeting with something that'll keep them, something that'll wind them down from the school day and all that stuff. So you show just the first episode of any anime you can find, whatever. Just the first one.
Yeah.
You gotta keep them wanting more.
That's the magic of it. We watched 2 episodes and they wanted to watch the third one.
Yeah, it's... don't let them.
Yeah.
You don't watch more. You just watch the first episode. And then once that is done, you give them a minute to discuss it, talk about it, all that stuff. And then you need to have an activity.
Yeah, but that's what I do.
The punishment game.
What?
Actually, I do have them review anime, like brand new stuff. And it's like really, really bad shows. Like, I know they'll have a great time reviewing because I know they're going to hate it.
Stuff they just hate.
Well, no, because like they have such a great time watching it. So,
oh, okay. Like,
great time hating it.
Yeah. Like, I showed them Milky Homes. And like,
oh my god!
Like,
oh, juicy stuff.
There's this teacher that has like 3-inch-long nipples, and they're just like going nuts.
How were you able to show that in high school? Is your supervising teacher like never around?
Yeah.
Yes, actually.
Our teacher would sit in the room with us, and he would have to screen any anime I showed beforehand because we couldn't show this one anime that you guys probably know the title. It's an anime about an anime club making an anime.
Is it Genshiken?
No, it's not Genshiken. I do love Genshiken.
Seidokai no Ichizan?
Yes, that's it. And we were going to show the first episode, but he said we couldn't. Because of one scene where one girl's in a bikini.
What?
Oh, what?
And he said no. And I'm like, why? It's just one scene. He's like, nope, we got too many crazy otaku-loving... We have too many anime-loving dudes in here, Courtney. You're gonna get hormones everywhere, and we're gonna have kids masturbating in the classroom. And I was like, what? Over a bikini scene? He's like, I'm sorry, we can't do it. I'm like, what? Okay.
They'd be like, wait, keep the lights off, keep the lights off.
Right? And so then I tried to show, offer to show Yaoi and Yuri because we just got a gay alliance club and we lost a lot of our members to it.
Oh, same.
So like, well, let's show them that we are open to them too. So I showed them to him. He didn't even make it through like the first half. He was like, no, 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 Courtney, no. And I'm like, but it's really soft. It's like uber soft. All they do is like hold hands at the most. And he was like, no, we can't do it. I'm like, why? He's like, because I don't want the superintendent to walk in this classroom and they get my ass fired because you're gays. I'm like,
oh my god.
Jeez. Okay, guess this. The school actually told me. I'm allowed to show violence. They actually said, this is the words they said, and I quote, the gorier the better, because kids have to know how death works, I guess. Like, if you get stabbed in the neck, you're going to die. Like, they want me to teach this through anime, I guess.
Well, what I did is I would often trick my teacher, because I was like, fuck you, I'm going to show what I want. So what I did was, he said we couldn't show Black Butler. He thought it was racist for some reason. I don't know. We couldn't show Italian because it was racist.
What?
I showed him.
It's about the United Nations.
Exactly. For Italian, what I did was I showed it on a day where it was kind of a free day, where we had anime playing, but at the same time we had Yu-Gi-Oh! Going on in the back. So he did not see it. He didn't notice it. So I'm like, yes, mission accomplished. for any other anime I would show, I always showed it in Japanese. I never showed English dubs. And I was like, this really opens up the cussing because they can say whatever they want. It's in Japanese. We have no control over what Japanese people say. They're on a league of their own.
Yeah, we have a member who likes to bring in a lot of old shows from like 2000 and 99, and like they're all in English dubs.
Wait, I'm what? Like,
2099?
No, I said 2000 and 99. 2099, yeah. That was a long time ago, you guys.
Back in the future.
Yeah, we all remember the year 2099.
But back to the whole before this rant. You show the first episode and then you have an activity. What we did once, what's a good example? We had foreign exchange students actually once, and we had one of them who was an otaku, and I was like so happy to meet her. But she loved One Piece. So what we did was we showed the very first Japanese episode of One Piece. Everyone loved it, of course, because it's One Piece.
Yeah.
And then we spent the rest of the time asking, like, the girls, oh my god, they were so cute, because they were shy to come in, and they were so nervous, and we had to keep them separated from everyone, which got me into a fight with one of my vice presidents, because he's a badass who she doesn't do anything. Anyway, we had to keep them separated because everyone wanted just, like, huggle them and all that stuff. I'm like, guys,
oh, heck no.
You gotta calm down. You gotta calm down. The girls are nervous.
No,
and it took them a while to calm down, but then we got to ask them questions, stuff like that, and it was really fun to have them over. Another thing we did was we played Pictionary, but with anime. And it was very fun. Like, we had cards that they picked through. Like, one thing was the Tetsaiga. Another thing was, like, it ranged from anime titles to anime characters, from items in anime. It was so much fun. And what we're trying to do now in IPY is we're trying to play Scrabble. But Scrabble. For anime. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's really difficult because of letter limiters.
I'm sure you'd be like, is this a word?
Is this a word, or are you just making it up? No, it's
from an anime. Let me consult the anime. Okay, where's the anime dictionary?
Handle Buster.
What other thing you could do is you could hold a tournament for, like, well, I don't know if you guys have done it, but at LC, my senior year, we brought back Yu-Gi-Oh! And everyone was playing Yu-Gi-Oh! All school year long, people at lunch, all we would do was we would shuffle our decks and we would go at it. We would just play Yu-Gi-Oh! All lunch.
Okay.
So we had a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament. It was awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
If people like Yu-Gi-Oh! Or you could do Naruto cards, or I don't really know any other card game that took, or Pokemon. There we go. I never learned how to play Pokemon.
Yeah, by the time I did, like, I went to the dollar store and they had this, cassette pack of how to play it, and I watched it all, and then at the end of it I just realized I don't know anyone that plays this game. That was like 9 or 10 at the time. It was like I didn't really know anyone that played it. So
I collect the cards still, but I don't, like, I just collect them because, like, I love the Pokemon, so I'm like, oh yay. Like, I have my favorite one is a limited edition holographic Japanese Ponyta. And I love it so much because it's so pretty and shiny, and I don't even know if it's worth anything, but it's awesome.
Yeah, I had a few friends that they got stationed in Japan. And like a few months later, they mailed us some stuff, and they mailed me 3 Pokemon card packs, you know? It's like, what? You know, and on the back it says Pocket Monsters, you know, instead of Pokemon.
Yes,
Yeah.
I got like the holographic, like a Kabuto, something like that.
Oh, yeah, one of my members, she actually has one of those golden Pokemon cards, and it's of Mewtwo. Like, I picked it up and I was like, oh my god, it's actually like heavy. And she's like, yeah, it's like, it's supposed to, like, I think it was worth like a lot of money, like maybe $300.
They come in Pokeballs.
They do? Oh. Because, like, she wants to save it and, like, maybe, I don't know, put it up on eBay like everybody else does.
Do you remember the legendary Mew card, you know, from Pokemon 2000?
I'm going
way
back in time.
It looked like they had hieroglyphs and stuff on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they would be like... Yeah, I remember that in the movie. I was like, oh, geez. These are... this is pretty trippy.
Yeah. That was like the one time that like there was some romance in the Pokemon universe. But, like, oh, real romance. But I don't really care. Like, Brock is more like this comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought, I was like, oh, crap, Misty and Ash are about to hook it up, and then they don't.
Hey, his new project was
Have we gone through our favorite anime yet? I feel like we have.
I have not.
No, only you did. Poof, I'm back.
Wait, Hefe said his favorite. His top, at least.
Right.
All
right. So who wants to go next?
Okay, wow. Back from an hour-long tangent. Okay, so for me, I guess I'm going to take the cheap answer. For my all-time favorite anime, if I was stuck on an island and I had only one anime to watch, it'd be Dragon Ball Z. Just because I don't know. I know it's as corny and as old as that show is. I love it. I have to say, though, I don't give a crap about anything after the Cell Saga, and I won't die if I never see the Cell Saga.
You don't like Boo? Don't like Kid Boo?
I don't like Bibbidi Bobbidi
Boo. Gonna eat you up? That was my favorite part. Boo gonna eat you up?
I like how they did that.
Oh yeah, that was, I don't know, I guess looking back, that was funny. It was fun to watch it the first time, but I don't need to see it again.
Right.
I just like the part when Chi-Chi is slapping Super Boo.
Oh my god, stupidest woman ever.
You like eggs? And then she's like, okay.
Do you like eggs? It's like...
That was good. I'm like, that's exactly what she deserves since like episode one. Like every time there's a new villain, she always like steals, like launches like her weapons and stuff, and it's like, I'm about to kill everybody.
Yeah, I'm surprised she wants Gohan to be like a scholar when he's like freaking half Saiyan.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, I have to go kill Cell in his final form.
Save the world.
But
not
Mom.
Until you finish your schoolwork, Gohan. But Mom, everyone's gonna die.
There won't be anything for science to even exist in.
Exactly. I won't have a school anymore if I don't go now.
There's going to be no point for homework because my school will be blown up by freaking...
<I know. laughs> That's why you're homeschooled.
I noticed with Goten, she didn't really give up.
I think she just gave up.
She didn't really...
She gave up.
He could do whatever he wanted. He could go fuse with Trunks, which... Yeah.
He wasn't the firstborn, so he wasn't that special.
Right, Gohan's like the ultimate package. He's the strongest person, I believe, and he's like this awesome scholar. His daughter sucks, though. I hate Pan.
Yeah,
she's so incredibly useless.
Let's just forget that whole saga even happened.
Gigi saga. I hated Baby. Like the only good part for me in the GT saga
was the very last part.
The show ended. Okay, yeah.
So, Vegeta was like possessed by Baby, and then Trunks showed up, and he, for the one moment in his life, he felt his fatherly instinct not to hurt his son. That was the only part that got me. I was like,
how
Vegeta, you have a heart.
I thought it was pretty tight when Super Saiyan 4 Goku and Vegeta fused together.
Yes, that was awesome.
Okay, I'm sorry, but Vegeta has got to be the worst fathers I've ever seen. Seeing how... Okay, hear me out. Trunks' last name is Briefs, okay? He came... When he was born, he was like, oh, your last name is Briefs, right? Okay. How about I give him another name and just, like...
Is Bulma's last name Briefs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Bulma briefs.
And yeah, Bulma, yeah, Bulma, like Baruma, like bloomers.
Yeah, and then their daughter's name is
Chi Chi.
I wonder what they were thinking about when they were naming their kids. Let's go get naked.
Those are some nice pants.
Dude, Bra is probably the most. I'll take back what I said about useless characters. Bra is probably the useless most. She's terrible. She's the worst Saiyan to ever. She's the first girl Saiyan, first off.
Oh, yeah. She was with, like, Bardock, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's terrible. And, like, she is so mean to Vegeta. He's like, ew, Dad, what's that thing on your lip? It's a mustache. It makes me look distinguished. No, it actually makes you look gay. Fine, I'll shave it off. And you're wearing pink? Only real men wear pink, bitch.
I love. You know how Nappa has no hair? I've always wanted to see what it's like when he goes Super Saiyan. Like, does his mustache just, like, spike up?
I don't think Nappa reached Super Saiyan.
Yeah, he...
Because if you remember, to Vegeta, Super Saiyan was just a legend at the time.
Yeah,
at
and, like, only...
series, there were no Super Saiyans.
Well, it was only Broly who could achieve it, and they thought... And like, he's, like, a legend of people.
So... It'd be funny if we could see what he would look like as a Super Saiyan. Poor Nappa. Maybe he
threw his hair to sprout out of his head.
Yeah.
It just like little hair follicles just come out.
Okay, does Tyler Pike wanna is he even there anymore?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you've been like so quiet.
Yeah, he's been a ninja.
Light up.
He has a lot to absorb.
Do you want to announce your favorite animes? You haven't done it yet.
Yeah, sure. It's Lucky Star.
Yep.
Wait, what show?
Lucky Star.
Darling, please!
Oh my god, my club made me do that entire dance, and I was so I wasn't embarrassed that I did it. I was embarrassed that I actually know it.
You have a video of it?
I mean, I really did like the show, even though, like, there is no set storyline, but, you know, it's like, it's the type where you just want to see the next episode, like, no matter what.
I've never seen Lucky Star, actually.
Gasp?
I know, everyone says that. They're like, what? You, big otaku person, have never seen Lucky Star?
That show made me, yeah, talk to you.
Everyone says that that's the
that's what it did for me too.
I mean, if you're an otaku, like, that's one of the shows you have to see.
That was a show that, like, told me what an otaku was and made me an otaku. Like, because I remember I wikied it. I wikied Lucky Star, and it was like, I was reading through the character, like, the character was like, Konata is your typical otaku. I'm like, what otaku? What's that? You know,
I learned it was.
My eyes were open.
Genshiken taught me everything. I learned it all. Do you have any other favorite animes?
I have more. I'm a big Naruto fan.
Oh, nice.
And K-On. Yeah. And Kogias.
Kogias is amazing!
That's good.
I'm sad that R3 has nothing to do with the first two, though.
Yeah, when's that coming out anyway? Have they set a release date? Or when they start showing it?
I have no idea, because, like, the way I am with upcoming anime is I don't like to research it because I don't want any chance of spoiler. So I don't know when it's coming. All I know is that it has nothing to do with the first two. And the Lelouch, sadly, is really spoiler dead.
Did you not finish it?
Have you not finished Code Geass?
I haven't even watched the first episode.
Wow, that's a huge spoiler.
That plan just went down the toilet.
Yeah, I think you got there's a whole.
Well, I can just watch Journey on, like, towards that back.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Toradora, you know, like, it was obvious they were going to get together. It was just this.
It's
not
die.
A spoiler if it's obvious. Let's get that.
I've only seen the first episode of Toradora.
Oh.
Well, you kind of know. Like, I saw the first episode.
I the first episode I saw it. I'm like, those two are going to get together.
Yeah.
It's
fun, but the journey to it is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun, right?
Code Geass, though, I will say, in my opinion, as far as Japanese laughs go, Lelouch has the best, craziest laugh I've ever heard. He beats Light Yagami. He blows him out of the park. Lelouch.
What? Really? Okay.
Have you watched Steins Gate?
Yeah, because I saw the end of Death Note, and it was pretty,
Yeah. I think the end of Death Note.
Don't get me wrong, his laugh is pretty, like, I was like, that, he's completely snapped, he's laughing!
I know.
But Lelouch captures that feeling of being, like, completely snapped right at the beginning of the series. So to me, Lelouch just goes up from there. For Light, I feel like he gradually got there. But then...
Well, yeah, he just went completely corrupt when he got the Death Note.
He did. Like, as soon as he figured out it worked, he was like, die.
I just love the reality check that Ryuk gave him. He's like, oh, I have this death because I'm special. Well, you know, I'm smart. And it's like, actually, no, I was just bored, so I dropped it. He's like, oh.
He just got lucky. By chance, my friend, by chance. Ryuk is cool.
Yeah, I saw that show on three different occasions. I first started it on Netflix, and then my subscription ran out, so then I watched it online. But I got bored of that, so I just bought the DVDs.
Nice. I've seen the whole series, a mixture of watching it on Adult Swim, and getting the DVDs, and looking it up online.
I missed so many shows on Adult Swim, because at the time, I was super paranoid that there was going to be something to happen. Just, like, at the moment, like, my mom, like, walking through the door. You know? Because like, that happened to me when I used to watch, like, in third grade, I was showing my mom this game that I had to make for school. And Outlaw Star was on. I love that show. It was on.
Oh.
And, like, Gene Starwind, like, said something. I forgot. He's like, what the hell? You know? And I was like, what? You know, and then, I was like, no, he didn't say that. It was a cartoon. They all said, no, cuz. You know, I didn't even believe it. And nope. then, like, 5 minutes later, call someone a B, and then she's like,
turn it off now!
Yeah, I was like, oh, snap.
Like, one my minute, it's just puppies, and then it's just full frontal acid
right.
Hardcore.
Yeah,
you're
like, did they really just do that?
Yes, my parents are the same way. When I was in grade school, I first discovered Inuyasha because I had a Japanese girl in my class, and she showed me the picture, and I'm like, oh, he's really cute! And then I saw it on TV, and I'm like, oh my god, that's the guy from the magazine! So I watched it, I would stay up late and watch it. This is back when Dot Hack was on.
Oh, Dot Hack.
Oh, jeez.
And my mom discovered it, and she was like, don't ever watch this again! And so my grandma, she secretly started buying me the DVDs. Yeah, pretty much. And so we would always hide it in my grandma's bedroom. Under her bed. And one day, my evil step cousin, she ran out and told my parents that about him. And I remember just sitting up. This was Halloween night, so I was
so
laughing.
Is your cousin still alive?
Is a what?
Is your cousin still alive?
Unfortunately, she's no longer my cousin anymore. They got divorced, thank God. And she moved to Kentucky, so I don't have to deal with her. But I remember just sitting up all night, crying my eyes out, and my mom was like, what is wrong? I'm like, you're gonna take away Inuyasha, and I'm never gonna get to watch it again, because you hate it, and never ever get to watch it. And mom was like, oh my god. Does it mean that much to you? I'm like, yes. And so she's like, fine, you can watch it. I'm like, yay!
Oh, man.
So then I would stay up later and watch Lupin the Third, and and all that good stuff that used to come on, really.
Oh, yeah. I had another moment. It was on a Sunday or something. Or, I don't know, maybe Saturday. I can't remember. But, Tenshimuyo was on. And I liked that show at the time, you know? I didn't know if I liked it or didn't like it. You know, so kind of, like, I was, like, in fourth grade. And so I still didn't understand completely what was going on at the time. So, I was watching it, and it was a swimsuit episode. It was like a contest, and I was downstairs in the living room, and my mom and sister were both down there.
getting, eating or whatever. And I was like, okay. I just, walked slowly to the TV and switched the channel, nothing happened. And that's when I decided I'm not taking any more chances.
I think we should talk about our family interactions with anime. My mom says, I think I've seen way more scary things than you. I'm like, no, you haven't, Mom. He's like, I think I have. I think I have. I was like, okay. So I showed her a little show called Elfin Lead. And
yes!
She didn't even last 3 minutes. She's like, okay, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off.
God.
I don't That's my think ringtone. That's awesome. My ringtone right now is Vic Mignogna as Ikkaku singing the lucky dance but saying I have a cell phone call instead of he's lucky, so it's pretty cool. Vic Mignogna's amazing. Although he's not my favorite voice actor. Every person who knows about voice acting, the first person they pretty much think of is Vic Mignogna. Someone's watching Bleach. Someone's got Bleach on the brain.
Yeah, that's my
Bleach on their brain.
Nice.
Got Bleach on the brain, Jeff.
I don't think my parents... I know for sure they don't know about half the crap that I've... See, I mean, crap, if any of you watch hentai, which you're boys, you probably do. I have on DVD... I have
on DVD. Always had on his SP. He would always blame it on his friend.
Yeah, sure. Fine, don't believe me. I don't need your approval.
On a DVD, I have Sailor Moon and the Seven Balls.
Oh my gosh! It's still on Amazon.
I heard about that. Wait, I actually saw that one.
I typed anime. I typed the word anime on Amazon, and that was the first thing to come up.
Number one is the funniest. The art is so terrible.
Yeah, I've actually seen it.
And it's so put together.
I read the reviews. I was interested that
you... Hilarious. It's not even... Me and my friends, we all got together. We're like, okay, we're gonna have a hentai night. So we got together at my house, and we were getting ready, or we got some popcorn, we were all excited. And we turned it, and we could not... We were on the floor dying. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then we bought number two, and number two, regrettably, is not. It's not funny. The artwork is better, which makes it worse. And it's the storyline doesn't make sense. But in that, you get to see Inuyasha and Sanzo from Saiki in slave chains. I'm like, yes. This is worth seeing!
When I first saw that, I thought it was a special crossover thing they were doing. Dragon Ball Z meets Sailor Moon. Oh, cool. It's supposed to be a DVD special or something. Yeah. I was like, no!
It's so
cool.
apparently someone didn't see the cover art or something.
It wasn't even
a cover. It was like...
The cover
it was
art
just, like,
is this Sailor Moon sitting on a Dragon Ball. Just her clothes are really tight.
Oh, okay.
I know, I have it.
Imagination story.
I'm just really tired. You can see your panties, so I guess that's half naked. But
okay,
just
you
the
can see panties in anything in anime.
Right. Accurately shaped in that.
The whole movie is about Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask getting married, and anime characters Cardcaptor Sakura is in this.
Oh, snap. Holy.
Evangelion's in it. Cardcaptor Sakura.
Oh god.
Teen Angst.
What is
it? Oh, that's a Teen Angst.
Yeah.
Teen Angst.
Just a bunch of anime characters invited, and everyone just starts having sex with each other, and it doesn't make any sense.
The more, the better.
And then finally, Sailor Moon, a Dragon Ball, gets out of Goku's hand. Goku did the funniest thing ever. He was in an elevator with Sailor Venus. And they started having sex, and then he went Super Saiyan on her, and it was
so
funny.
And then she exploded.
Yeah, he split her in half.
He jizzed all over. She was sitting.
It was a Kamehameha way.
It was gold.
But that's what
it was gold.
I'm about to Kamehameha.
And the Japanese It's like a mixture of Japanese and English, so it sounds like they're speaking English, but they're not, and the subtitles are not timed right, and it's just a terrible... But I recommend getting it, because it's the funniest thing you'll ever see. It's so weird.
We sort of had a hentai day with Hanzimi. It wasn't really hentai. It wasn't hentai, but
it was just OVA.
It was more like a documentary on it. It was basically about this college, club, or it was a college class, and this one girl.
Everyone that was there. Wait, listen. Everybody that was there, it was me, Marlon, and Tay, and we had never. Yeah. Neither of us had seen this show, so
I watched it. Yeah. It was hilarious.
It was at his house, and then we were just like watching, like, what is this show? And then like, it's just completely wrong. Like,
yeah, basically,
there's like this. Apparently, they're like talking. It's a college course about doing perverted acts. I guess. Well, I guess Marlon knows better than I do.
Yeah, the main character girl, like, she likes this one dude that's in that class, so she wanted to get closer to him. So she joined that class to get closer to him. Well, it happens to turn out this class, Hanzimi, is like abnormal behavior class or something like that. And so their teacher is really weird.
Yeah, he has like shark teeth.
Yeah, and not only is he weird, but he makes them do weird things. So. Like at one point, she sees like the guy that she likes. I don't know why she likes him, but at one point she sees him. Like, jumping off someone's balcony. And he has, like, a backpack full of lingerie. And she's like, what are you doing with that? It was like, oh, yeah, our professor made me do this assignment.
Yeah, she wrote a paper about you farting in a bathtub and how good it smells.
Yeah, and then...
Like, she was like telling a story, like, oh, when I was little, I farted in the bathtub, and like, she was like a baby, like this bubble just comes up, and like, she just makes this adorable face, like,
for the pizza delivery scene.
Oh god,
it was so messed up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It has a lot of shock value if you watch the
OVA. It has a lot of shock value, and it covers every corner of anything you can find a story.
Tyler went poof.
And and then the second episode, the cell phone buzzer.
Oh god. Oh jeez. Yeah. I don't even want to disclose that information.
Yeah, this is we're gonna have to like disclaimer. This is
warning.
Yeah. Okay. So leave it. Okay.
Wait. Courtney, did you go to Anime Crossroads?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah. Oh my god, you didn't go to Anime Hell, did you? Because that was great.
Oh god.
I wanted to go to Anime Hell.
It was great. Me and Marlon were there. And it was
2 hours of random crap.
Like,
where
really?
Is Anime Hell?
It was at the... Like, how many video rooms are there? Was there one or two?
Is that where...
It was the room where they streamed all the anime.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's one video room.
Is that where Billy's Balloon is from?
Yes.
Yes.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
You mean Billy Balloon, the little, like, animated thing with the stick figure and the balloon kills the baby?
Yeah.
That's not something to hell.
It was featured in an anime.
Then they had... One of the last things they had was like the most demented live action Japanese films, where like that one girl, like she had like her principal was like this like tentacle monster thing that was like,
oh yeah,
like, it was like excreting like giant globs.
He had like his face was like made of boils, and they were like purple and pulsating.
Yeah.
And, like he started like and he coughed on her. It's like, sorry, and it was like a waterfall.
Ew.
Gross. And he's like, why won't you look at me directly? Do I scare you?
I wonder
why. Oh man, that was freaking sad.
Like even his hand was messed up too. It was like a ball with giant millions of boils on it. And like he put it on her hand and he took it off, and her hand was just like coated in just like disgusting slime, snot stuff. And then, like, I was just sitting there, just like with my mouth just open, like
about to bark.
Marlon, what was the one with like the Power Rangers, and then like they couldn't, they were trying to kill that normal guy, but like everything they did,
oh, yeah,
like completely worthless.
Yeah, basically, like they thought he was a villain or something. And he's like, how many times do I have to tell you, I'm nobody. You know, they thought he was like the arch, their arch nemesis. So they were like this ripoff of Sentai Rangers. You know?
Yeah.
They kept following him, and then eventually they like became his minions. They're like, you're too awesome for us to defeat. So now we're gonna
like, he really did nothing to them. Like, he just stood there, and then like, we can't beat this guy. We'll have to work for him.
Yeah, like all their attacks were useless. Like their sonar beam attack, like they
it went out like, it went out like 3 inches. Yeah, it was like 5 feet away. Oh, I gotta look up what that was, because that was really funny.
Oh, I remember the chocolate bar commercial.
Oh, and they did a remix.
And then they did the remix of the Renai Circulation.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was like,
boring you. It was.
Yeah, my Bakumatic Atari fanboyness was like exploded when they started singing the Renai Circulation.
What is that?
Renai Circulation. It's an opening from Bakumatic Atari.
Oh, I know it as a dance.
Yeah, it's like they have different versions of it, even different voice actors have sang it.
Because I'm a Paro nerd, so I know that as a dance. I don't know it as an opening.
Okay, I'm done.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Just, yeah. Very, very addictive song. I love that show. So. Yeah. You guys want to talk about news at all?
About what?
About news, like anything? Anime news or just
news? Oh, news.
You know what's news? Persona 4 is the best anime ever.
I'm sure someone somewhere is going to take serious offense to that, but okay. I'm not saying it's not.
Why?
There's always some guy who's like, Persona 4 sucks, or, you know, there's always that guy.
Right, I know. And to that person, I say, that's your opinion. So.
Oh, yeah, I know someone.
And I protect your right to have that opinion, but fuck you.
I know someone.
With all due respect.
Somebody online that hates almost anything, like, except for Cowboy Bebop and Ghost in the Shell, but they hate Summer Wars.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy. They hate Summer Wars. They hate Ghibli in general.
And he approved of Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Yeah, over Dragon Ball Z. Okay.
Over Dragon Ball Z, no less.
Okay, he must be high or something.
I never got to tell you guys my favorite anime, though it should be obvious.
Sailor Moon.
Yay!
She posted like five minutes.
Shut up! Sailor Moon is the, like, oh my gosh, that's just my favorite anime of all time. And I don't even like, I don't even know why, because I love to make fun of it, and I love to just tear it apart and how stupid it is. But I love it. Like, I've loved it ever since I was a little girl, and she was my hero when I was younger. And I'm like, I'm gonna be like Sailor Moon. And I grew up. I'm gonna have superpowers, and I'm gonna have long, flowing hair that is ridiculous and has meatballs in my head. That's me when I get older.
So did you grow up with the heavily edited version of Sailor Moon?
Unfortunately, I did. And then when I got older, as I watched Sailor Moon Stars, when I finally finished it and I saw the Japanese, I could not go back to English, so I rewatched the whole series in English, and I'm like, this is a completely different storyline!
Yeah.
I had to watch this entire thing over again.
Anything Magical Girl that back in the day that came over here was heavily edited. Like, Cardcaptor Sakura. I guess. they skipped most of the initial episodes just to get to the part where the male character came so that they can make it look like it was about him instead of Sakura. Yeah. And then... I watched
the edited American version.
Yeah, I watched it online. I watched the regular version online, and I liked it up until we got to the male character because he ended up being
Lee?
What?
Lee?
Yeah, because he ended up like he was her rival, but it was up to the point where he was like rivaling against her love interest, and I was like, what is going on?
He was rivaling against her love interest.
And on top of that, her love interest was like in high school and she's in elementary, so...
Oh, Jillian?
Yeah, I think so, right?
The homo? Yeah. He's gay with her big brother, so...
Oh my God.
That's not even a love interest. Because he's already taken by her older brother. That's not even an statement. That's actually true.
Oh, okay.
My friend who... Like, that's her favorite anime of all time. She knows everything about it. She's, like, seeing creator's notes. And that's actually true. Jillian and Sakura's older brother, they're actually gay. And they're dating.
Yeah, there's a lot of undertones in that show. Like, I think the creepiest one...
Undertones!
No, well, I don't know. It was...
I didn't post that, I swear.
What was that?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm trying to look for it right now.
Yeah, you did, because it says your name.
Aren't I a great liar?
Okay. <I'm...
laughs> I have school tomorrow, too. I don't have to go to school until 5, so...
Ah!
Wait, an excuse to put that face on.
Marla, do you have school tomorrow? Or, I believe Ivatech's closed, isn't it?
No, it wasn't closed today.
I mean, it's closed tomorrow. It's
school closed.
Today
was President's Day.
I'm confused. What? Our school is closed. Why?
Ivy Tech tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
Today was President's Day. It wasn't closed.
Yeah, LC actually had school today.
LC didn't school today.
Well, my friend texted me from there.
Well, then your friend's a liar, because my brother goes to LC, and he didn't have school today. And my mom drives for LC, and she didn't have to drive.
Oh, wait, I think she just went there for, like, van practice.
That's probably it, because I'm like, your friend's a liar, then. I don't know what her problem is.
Arma turns in the laser.
Do you guys see the DBZ abridged when they did that?
Yeah.
Where Nap is like, look, Vegeta, I'm a charging my blah.
I only watched Dragon Ball Z for Nappa, and now that he's gone. I mean, I still watch it, but I don't like it. I miss Nappa.
Have any of you guys, I know Joseph has, but has any of you guys seen Yugi coverage?
Yeah.
The movie.
Yeah, the movie.
The movie is...
Attention duelists, my hair has an announcement.
Where did you go?
I got kicked out of the room because necessarily a change.
I noticed you pooped and I'm
no hobo.
No hobo. All of the hobo.
All of the hobo.
I like the very end when they were doing a parody version of a Tenacious D song.
Yes, that was hilarious.
I'll be happy if you guys need anybody Asian.
They also do a Yu Yu Hakusho abridged, and they abridged the movie like Paranoia Agent.
They abridged Paranoia Agent?
Not Paranoia. See, I can't say words. They abridged the Yu Yu Hakusho movie something agent. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
I own it, but I don't know what it's called. I'm too lazy to look it up.
I can't remember either. There's one movie that came out. Well, they just released it with the OVA, but the movie, quote-unquote movie, is like the length of an episode. So.
That's such a long movie. Oh, my God. I hate it when they do that.
Yeah.
It's the movie, but it's only as long as one episode.
Oh, yeah. one of my members was like talking about Hetalia, and he found out they were having a movie, and he's like, "Are you kidding me? Every episode is like 5 minutes long. I mean, what's next? a half hour movie?" Like,
have you seen the movie?
I have not actually, because fangirls ruined Hetalia for me.
I can
see it. Enough.
Hetalia, like, I've only seen, I guess, up through season two, I'm guessing, because the episodes are so short, I don't know where they start and end.
Yeah.
I think I've seen all of Hetalia Axis Powers, I just haven't seen any of World. But Hetalia, it's funny, and it's good for laughs. If you're watching it in English, if you're watching it in Japanese, it goes way too fast to understand anything.
I know, right? Like, and the TL notes are, like, really tiny.
Right? In the movie, it has its own plot line, but it also, like, references through the series. Like, it does, like, it doesn't even, like, set you up for the flashback. It just shows you it. And it's just like, weren't we just on an alien spaceship? How did we get back to Japan's home? I'm so confused. So it just hops around, but that's what the show is. It's random and it hops around. But I can understand why fangirls ruin it, because they have to be paired with someone. Oh my gosh, if there's not Yaoi in every single anime,
I first saw it. I saw it as a comedy. I was like, oh, this is pretty funny. I could get into this. But then, like, every day I would just hear girls talking about frickin' Hetalia's sideways cow lick or whatever that thing is. And then, like, that made me laugh, actually. I'll give it
Italy's
that.
Italy's the, like, best character. He's so funny. America's funny, too. I think they nailed it.
I love how he'll just, like, talk with food. Like,
with food in his mouth. Will you stop talking with food in your mouth? Okay, I understand, dude. My words are too high class. Biological for you to understand. So I'll slow it down a bit just for you. Slurp, 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 slurp. America.
He's like, oh, I have an idea to stop global warming. We get a giant person to block the sun for us. Like, oh, by the way, I'll take no objections. I was like, oh.
In episode one, like, what was it? Like, for world peace, we get a giant superhero, paint him the covers of the American flag, and it would just be it. And I'll take all the credit because I'm a hero.
I'm like, wow, that's so America. that's a pretty good show, but, like, whenever I say, oh yeah, I, like, back then I watched it, and I was like, oh yeah, I watch Hetalia, and, like, guys would, like, look at me and, like, what? Like, what's wrong with you, man?
Right, because, like, fangirls ruin it for other people. Just,
yeah,
like,
I said,
ponies ruined My Little Ponies.
I love My Little Pony.
At least you're not, well, you can't be a brony, though.
I was gonna say, I can't be a brony, but
you're not a 30-year-old man, so.
Very true. That freaked me out. I was like, why is a 30-year-old man auction My Little Pony? It's a little weird.
Like, this is going towards me, Ugashi.
See you guys, I'm leaving.
Bye.
Bye, Jeff.
Okay, don't wait for people to say goodbye. Just hang up.
His goodbye is the only one important enough. Dude.
He's obviously got a girl over.
Sounds like a wow. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Bounce, bounce.
How me, how me, ha.
Is that how Goku finishes with Chi-Chi?
Like, Japanese, and you hear how ridiculous Goku sounds, I can't imagine him having sex. Like,
yeah, even in the TV series.
I can't.
Sorry.
Can't imagine him.
Like, when Gohan was born, he's like, oh my god, he's so tiny.
Everyone's like, you had a son?
Yeah, like, you had a son. Right. Wait a minute, what?
How did you not, like, break Chi-Chi in half? By accident. Like, you remember when he was training to fight Cell? And him and Gohan were both Super Saiyan for a week or whatever it was, and, like, every glass they touched, they accidentally broke it. They're, like, picking up the glass, like, to take a drink. Like, oh, dang it.
Yeah, like when Goku was on his way to Namek and he was training in the spacecraft with like 300 times gravity, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna jump into bed now," and like he had the grab spot.
Yeah,
like, he just like crushed his bed in half. It was like... All right, guys. Well, sorry to say, but I kind of gotta get ready for school tomorrow. So.
So young.
I know.
In high school.
Yeah, I don't know until 5 o'clock. Okay, never mind. 3 o'clock.
All right, so everybody out there, this has been. Wait, what's our group name?
Enemy on Top podcast.
Enemy on Top. This is Takoon with Wakashi, aka Marlin, Courtney Pollard. What else you want to go by? And Tyler Pike, aka Spanky. And see you guys later, and we love you very much.
Hey, you left out Jeffrey.
Oh yeah, Jeffrey.
Screw him.
Yeah.
He's a quitter, he left.
he didn't get to the finish line. So.
Yeah. We're gonna have a group discussion about his future. About his future with this podcast. Alright, so see you guys around. I don't know, we should Facebook sometime and add me on Facebook if you want, or Skype. I'll leave my name in the YouTube description that I'm pretty sure I'll put this in. And good night to all. Happy Residence Day.
Thank you on YouTube.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Yeah.
Listening.
Any ending statements before we close?
Oh, I bought Pet Labor 1 and 2 for $38 instead of $180 on outright stuff.
Bargain.
Awesome. I know, bargain deal.
Yeah, I can't wait till you're an old man and be like, these socks are $5? I can get these for $3 at frickin'...
I do that now.
Oh, no. Alright.
Amazon's the way to go! Today for shipping!
Just looking at your picture and then you speaking like that, that's hilarious.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, bye bye.
Bye. Oh yeah, so by the way guys, oh yeah, this is the you want to say it?
Yeah. Say what?
I'll say the title of the show.
Hold on. Is it the Facebook group's title?
If you want to use it. I mean, that's the one I was planning on using for the logo.
Okay.
It's called Potato Podcast.
What does it stand for?
Potatoes.
Be like,
yeah. Oh crap, I just closed the, hold on a sec.
So, pie eating obese, traumatized, anorexic.
All right guys, this is Anime on Top Podcast. We are right now, this is Takoon, Tyler Pike, Jeff, and Wakashi.
His name is Spank, by the way.
Spanky, nope. My bad.
Joseph.
Yeah. Start over.
Yeah, start over.
Use Hefe, Joseph, not Jeff.
Alright.
Alright, fine. 3, 2, 1. Hey everybody, this is Anime on Top Podcast. This is Takoons with Marlin. Say hi, Marlin.
Yeah. Wakashi, yeah.
Or
it's not over.
Oh my god!
No, just say it again.
guys, we have a blooper.
Just let the people. Just let the people. Whatever.